I am possibly a little atypical of the general riders of the RX Express in that I am slightly younger. I am 51 years old and was employed in the airline industry by the major carrier in the U.S. for nearly 25 years. So as long as I was employed, I paid my portion of my health care benefits and received them until about 7 years ago when I was injured on the job. And as a result of that injury, I apparently cost my company too much money, or the insurance carrier too much money. So I was fired after that long extended period of time and left with no benefits whatsoever. I have since become eligible for Social Security disability, which also gives me access to Medicare, but Medicare does not help as far as my drugs are concerned. And this is not really that unusual, to find oneself in a position where you're not old enough for one category and you still have nothing left from whatever it is that you've paid into for many years. So I needed to be here. I did return to school, to law school, as a result of all that's happened, with the hope that maybe I can be an advocate and make some changes for all of us. But the most important change has to come through bulk purchasing. As Dr. Smith mentioned, we know that it's a doable thing. We know that Medicare in the United States can do a bulk purchase arrangement for all of its citizens and save us all money, but that would in fact cut into the 600-800% profit that the pharmaceutical companies make. And as long as we have special interest and as long as there is corporate greed, which is a major problem in our country, I don't see that happening. So we have to get out, we have to make our wishes known and arrange for something that we know is possible. We know that it can be done. You guys do it, so we should be able to accomplish the same thing. And I thank you.